up, Print Hustlers? Bruce from Printavo, Simple Shop Management Software. I've got a couple of DMs on Instagram, especially around branding. So I wanted to create this three core, easy-to-do tips to help improve your branding of a shop of any size. These three different things are coming out of our brand new book that's coming to help a shop be able to just keep iterating and moving forward too. The title has yet to be created, so that's why I haven't dropped that part yet. But with that said, here's the three different things that's going to be able to help you guys. The first is, I know a lot of the times you talk about creating a brand statement or a value statement or a mission statement for your team. And those can get a little bit cheesy to think about. So the best way of thinking about it is around a guarantee. What are you trying to guarantee to your customers? Are you trying to say that our turnaround, we will get you your shirts in 5 days or less, or 24 hours or less, guaranteed, or artwork to make you satisfied, guaranteed? Like, think of your guarantee that's unique to you guys, and that's why you're competitive, and that's why you have an advantage in your space. Whether you're going for big business, you're going for small business, you're going B2C, you're going for live printing events, what is your guarantee that you're going to offer your customers? And write that down. This is actually a great exercise to be able to do with your team too. Just don't isolate yourself. Take 15 minutes, write a bunch of ideas on the whiteboard, and I guarantee you'll have something really, really great. So create the guarantee. Now, number two, at Print Hustlers Conf, we had a really great talk around branding. What one of the core pieces that came out of this is the full branding experience. And what that means is the 360 degrees of every single thing that your customers interact with creates that branding experience. Whether they're talking to someone over Instagram, whether they're emailing someone, whether they're talking on the phone, you have to think about all these little different interactions that your customer has. It's not just a finalized product. What does it feel like? What does it smell like? What does it look like? Some other good examples are, what do they feel like when they're walking in? How are they greeted if they're walking in, if you have a physical space? What does it look like on the outside of the building? How does that make them feel? What kind of vibe are you going for? Even on the production floor, there's a really neat shop in Rockford called Rockford Art Deli who meshes the retail and the production floor together to create a very unique experience, and that's part of their brand. If you want people to feel comfy and that they can relax, maybe that there's couches or there's a nice wood floor or there's more natural tones for the walls. Also, what kind of swag, what kind of shirts and hats are you guys wearing? How does it fit? Is it real baggy or is it more tight fit and straight edge? And then, of course, there's the business cards and website, and that you have the same logo everywhere. Everything is very clear and easy to read. Again, think about the full customer experience. No matter how the customer interacts with you guys, that is a part of the brand. And then lastly, to help enforce that brand and to push it out further, is to swag out not only your team, but also your customers. So you can always throw in a company t-shirt from you guys into some of your orders that are over X amount of dollars. You know, a really nice one, that a good fitting, nice t-shirt for them to be able to have and wear. Because I guarantee you, if you created that good experience with them, they're going to want to be able to rep you going forward. And then again, for your team, you know, have everybody build behind that guarantee, and that's what they'll want to wear as well. And you, of course, we'll swag them out so they can rear and rock your company as far and keep pushing it to as many people as they know to. It goes further than you can think. The little details and that emotional aspect of your brand goes a lot further. I mean, when you start to think about, you know, why do people spend 2x more over one product versus the other when they're the exact same thing, whether a purse or shoes or a jacket, it's the brand. And you guys can create that too with those three tips. Just keep working at it. It snowballs. It takes a lot of time. But those little details add up and they really matter.